Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about encouraging a healthy body image. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Kat Garrett, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. Kat, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Amy. I really appreciate you guys having me. I'm really excited to be here and speak to your listeners today about encouraging a positive body image.
Yes, and there are many challenges facing teens and preteens of this generation today, and they are growing up in the age of technology where the media has a great deal of influence over the way they view themselves and their bodies. So, Kat, can you first speak a little bit about what a positive, healthy body image is?
Amy, you bring up a great point about the challenges teens and preteens face today, and I want to talk more about that a little later. But to answer your question, having a healthy body image means liking your body, accepting it, and appreciating its qualities and capabilities. Now, this acceptance and satisfaction applies to everyone. However, preteens and teens can be especially vulnerable to the issue of body image. For instance, research from the National Eating Disorder Association on the subject shows that of American teenage girls who read magazines, 69% say that the pictures influence their concept of the ideal body shape, and 47% of those girls said the pictures made them want to lose weight.
Gosh, that's really staggering. Now, tell us a little more about that.
Well, as children approach teen years, their bodies begin to change and grow as they go through puberty. Now, it is common and natural for kids to become more interested in appearances as they become more aware of how their bodies are changing in look. Preteens and teens will often compare their looks with others or media images of the ideal way to look. Now, this is where the age of technology that you spoke about earlier fits in and plays an important role in the development of body image. Preteens and teens are no longer only influenced by a few ads on the television or in magazines. Today, they're bombarded with thousands of images of the average boy or girl being thin, tall, and happy with shiny hair and perfect skin through additional social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. And over time, these images can cause teens to be too self-critical about appearance, and this can interfere with how they view themselves.
Yes, that's a really good point. What are some signs that you can look for if you're worried about your preteen or teen?
In most cases, the focus on appearance is very natural and a common part of becoming a teenager. However, it is important to identify some signs of a negative body image that could lead to more serious issues such as eating disorders. If you're worried about your preteen or teen, look for signs such as skipping meals, developing rules about food, losing weight rapidly, wearing extremely oversized clothing, eating secretly, picking at food, continually talking about being fat, coming up with excuses not to eat, excessively or compulsively exercising, becoming withdrawn and socially isolated, and binge eating.
What are some ways parents can help boost the body image of their preteens and teens?
Parents can encourage a positive body image by being sure to accept and understand that being concerned about looks is part of growing up and eventually it will stop dominating their teens' lives. Parents can also give compliments and provide reassurance about your teenager's outward and inward qualities by complimenting their smile, their strength or grace, or even personal attributes like generosity or determinism. Parents can also talk about what appearances mean and how people often express themselves through clothing and hairstyles. They can be patient but set reasonable boundaries on how much time your kids can spend on grooming and dressing. Limits help kids understand how to manage time and be considerate of others' needs. Parents can also be a good role model and remember that how you talk about your own looks sets a powerful example. Lastly, encourage your teens and preteens to exercise regularly and eat a balanced diet to reduce stress, maintain lean muscle mass, improve sleep, and boost their self-confidence.
Okay, that's all really good advice. Do you have any concluding remarks?
If you have any questions or concerns, please see your healthcare provider or visit the National Eating Disorder Association's website at nationaleatingdisorders.org. I wanted to take a moment to mention to your listeners a great program that many of our MSU Extension agents have been equipped to deliver. Please call your local MSU Extension office and ask for the agent with the family and consumer science responsibilities.
Today we've been speaking with Kat Garrett, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.